The Leader of Opposition in Parliament, Joel Senyonyi, has demanded that the Minister of Justice and Constitutional Affairs urgently table long-promised regulations governing the use of biometric voter verification kits ahead of the January 2026 general elections. Raising the matter during Tuesday plenary sitting chaired by Speaker Anita Monk, Senyonyi said Minister of Justice and Constitutional Affairs Norbert Mao pledged in April 2025 to issue statutory instruments guiding the deployment malfunction protocol and legal implications of the biometric machines. He noted that nothing has been presented to Parliament yet, the election is only weeks away. Senyonyi warned that without a clear regulatory framework, the government of or the Electoral Commission could arbitrarily cancel voting in opposition strongholds in the event of a machine failure.
Candidate Yoweri Kaguta Museveni made a statement when he was campaigning somewhere. He said, a polling station where the machine will not work, voting will not happen. And I want government to clarify, with our network issues, the far-to-reach areas, including Kampala anyway and the neighboring areas, network will fail, usage will fail. So if you say, we are going to use these biometric machines mandatorily, so where they don't work, there is no voting. So what will happen if they say we don't want this man back? They make sure at these polling stations the machines fail. What happens? But also those regulations, we need them so that we are able to interact with them, punch holes in them, and otherwise.
A speaker among urged members of parliament to relay undocumented evidence without specifying time frame. She directed the Minister Mao be summoned to respond to the concerns raised. Meanwhile, the Electoral Commission has moved to reassure the public. Chairperson Justice Simon Ivekama has repeatedly stated that the biometric machines are intended to enhance transparency, not to eliminate the manual regime.